How about this fun fact? It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. This can become, Kelly versus Todd. Who's going to get it right? Let's see. Todd's up 2 points on the big board. Okay.
All right.
A new study shows doing this more can jumpstart your libido. Doing this more can jumpstart your libido. Okay? And it is something that you do alone.
Okay.
What?
All right. Well, that's disgusting.
It is something you do alone.
All right.
And although you may do it at the same time as others.
Doing this,
okay. They say, can jumpstart your libido.
All right, I have one guess.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, Kel, you're behind on the big board. You get the first guess.
Okay. I'm going to say watching TV.
Watching TV. Nope.
Crap. Shoo-in.
Wow.
Jay, you'll be fine.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, okay.
Very confident on that one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
You'd be really, really
Randy. I would
Randy.
Be so good at being Randy. Yeah.
Doing this can jumpstart your libido. Doing this more
Okay. Can
jumpstart your libido.
Exercise.
Crap!
Exercise.
No!
Crap!
No! Is it crap? Yes! Okay.
On the roller coaster.
Okay.
Strap in.
Man, that was a good one, too.
Buckle up.
I just thought that, and then he said it. So, okay.
Doing this more can jumpstart your libido.
Sleeping.
Nope. Mm. Although they always say sleep is important to just about everything.
Yeah.
Weight loss, libido.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aging better.
Yeah.
All that.
Okay. Doing this more.
That's why all the morning radio and TV people have a hard time aging well. Todd's actually 25.
Yeah, exactly.
But have you seen this guy?
Yeah. Man, he looks terrible.
Vacation.
Nope.
Okay. Crap. Doing this more jumpstarts. Oh, reading?
That's a good guess.
Yeah?
I mean, why not?
I was just gonna say, trust my gut, but I don't think it is. And that's what I was just gonna say.
I wanted to give you the ding before you changed your mind.
Because
it sounded like you were about to talk yourself out.
I was.
All right, hold on. Let me make my
way. Okay, I have a little bit of a comeback.
Okay. There you go. A little bit of a comeback.
Says. So you've become a pretty big reader.
Yeah, I do.
In the last year or two.
Oh, you know what?
Have you
it's true.
The change in your drive.
You do get a little randy on some of these books, I will say. Well, okay, I'm going to tell you.
Doesn't it depend on the book?
Yeah, well, I end up reading all these books with all these like crazy, like sexy scenes.
Oh.
And then sometimes I will now listen to books on Audible when I'm driving.
Oh.
And the sexy scene, I can't tell you how many times I'm driving in here.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And it is like, and then he takes her and then like buries his face in her. And I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
I'm like going in to do a show with my two friends.
I just imagine
like noises too. Like what if there's like a weird, like, do they quote and make noises and stuff?
If there's a noise in the book that they have to read, they would make that noise.
Really?
Like a moan?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Like they would say, but like the person who's reading it definitely gets into it because
right.
they
okay.
have to. That's
yeah, they're trying to tell the story.
But
do they
like,
bring in a separate moaner for
no.
the
I think it's just them.
It's the same reader.
I just imagine
the moan.
Yeah.
You've got it like playing in your car and then you stop to get gas and
so
you get
nice.
Out to pump.
You open your
and
door.
Then, but then it like starts up again. You're like, oh no, oh no, no, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Wyatt's gotten in the car and I'll like drop him off at something and it's right at that part. We turn it on. And it's like, and she can't like resist
right.
him. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I have to explain, like, it's just a book I'm reading, but it's not a bad book.
Right.
But, yeah.
Then you over explain.
But it sounds bad,
of
Mom.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. It sounds very bad. So I will say, in some of these things, I'm like, man, I really need to jazz up my sex life because these people are really doing
They're
crazy
getting
things.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, using their imagination. And then you think about the author. Like, okay, Colleen Hoover.
Right.
You have quite an imagination. Like,
do you think
there,
she lives vicariously through her books?
1,000%.
Oh.
No.
She's that sexual.
I don't think she's that sexual. I think she wants to be that sexual.
Oh. Okay.
Because she is very sexual in every one of her books.
Imagine the pressure.
You know? That she has to come up with this new, like, sexy, like, I just.
No. I mean, like, you write all this stuff.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Oh.
Or your mouth where your money is. What?
And maybe she does. I don't know. That's in another book. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. She is something, though.
Yeah.
Not for the faint of heart.
No.
I have friends who have like 16, 17-year-old daughters, or some of the books Riley's read, and then I'll go back and read them. And I'll look at her and be like, dirty girl. Ew. Yeah. Gross. Gross, Riley.
The pen is strong.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, reading.
There you go.
I get it.
There you go. Now you know why these book clubs, all these women, you know, doing the book clubs, they're going home and going, oh, hey, honey, where were you tonight? Book club.
Yeah, that's true. Let your partner go to a book club.
Book club, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the secret.